religious knowledge and the ulama. The Holy Prophet has also described the intellectual conditions of the time of the promised Messiah. It is recorded in Tirmidhi, on the authority of Anas bin Malik, that the Holy Prophet said that one of the signs of the time would be the disappearance of knowledge and the appearance of ignorance. Without the slightest variation, this report is contained in the collection of Bukhari also. This change, the replacement of knowledge, obviously knowledge of religion, by ignorance, is also visible. There was a time when even women discharged the functions of jurists, so deep was their knowledge of Muslim law. Umar once said that the women of Medina were more learned than Umar in their knowledge of the Holy Quran. Women and children knew the Holy Quran so well that they were able to criticize the judgments of scholars, and they criticized their fatwas, not out of ignorance or bad manners, but on the basis of sound understanding and out of regard for public interests. Hazrat Aisha was one of the most learned persons who ever lived. Her knowledge and her judgment were of a high order. These facts have never been questioned. But today, knowledge of religion is acquired only by those who, for lack of means or lack of intelligence, cannot acquire worldly knowledge. Religious knowledge is today acquired by those who cannot afford the conventional type of education, who acquire it because to do so entails no expense or fees, etc. And because the acquisition of a little knowledge enables them to maintain themselves as mullahs. Knowledge of this kind is of little avail, and those who seek it are of little use to the world. This tradition which predicts the disappearance of knowledge is supported by other traditions. Knowledge in these traditions means religious knowledge. Knowledge of ordinary sciences and skills is a different thing altogether. In the books of Hadith, we have prophecies about the increase of such knowledge. Thus, Tirmidhi has recorded on the authority of Abu Huraira that in the latter days, people will acquire knowledge and take pains over it. Not, however, in order to promote their duty to religion, but for other purposes. This is exactly what is happening today. Secular sciences and studies have advanced so much that everybody is filled with wonder. On the other hand, religious sciences and studies have declined so much that the ignorant and the uninitiated pass for scholars and learned men.